To start this show, but I'm gonna start as only I can. What's going on, everybody? It is Monday night. It is the Get Snap Podcast. You know this voice. So I'm gonna pass it on to my boy Antoine Smooth, the true 24/7 champion. What's going on, man?
What's going on, man? How are you doing?
Man, I'm up here. I got the football game on one TV. My Saints down by 7. I got Raw Talk on, which R-Truth has a shirt on that I have to have. He has a picture of him, and he has all the names he calls the 24/7 championship. I have to have it. I hope that's on WWE shop. And I actually have it on because it was talking about they may have some more draft picks on Raw Talk. So
right.
I'm going to stand by on that because I know that they had some prior to the show, Grand Metalik, Lindsay Dorado going to Raw. I also saw that Shorty G stayed on SmackDown. But okay. Those were not part of the show, but we know about them because that's what the internet is for. But we're going to get right into it because this is the Raw post-show Get Snap podcast style. If you missed it, you missed a lot. Had to take a lot of notes because a lot of that probably going to be hard to try to remember because it definitely was a lot. But we're going to get right into it. You ready?
No, I'm ready. Let's go.
They just jump right into it. Randy Orton kicked off the show. You know, he talked about how, you know, he was probably the first person to pin Drew McIntyre in a year. Fight breaks out. And that pretty much how they left it. Oh, no, they just started fighting throughout the night.
Right.
But I'm wondering, are they telling us that Randy's going to finally get the title, or they just going to just keep the title on Drew McIntyre? If you was on the side of the fence to decide who does what, what would you do?
Well, if it was me, the way things is going right now, I want to see Randy win because, you know, he lost the ambulance match. So it would be only right for him to win the match inside Hell in the Cell with Drew McIntyre. So, I mean, it's just inevitable, you know. So
then we get into it. Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that's just me. I think Randy gonna finally do it this time.
Right, he have to, but you know, Drew McIntyre hot right now. So sometimes, no matter who the opponent, sometimes you might not want to put that fire out. But with Drew McIntyre, he's showing that yeah, he does deserve to be, you know, the WWE champion.
Oh, no doubt about that. You know, I ain't saying that. I mean, Drew has a good run. You know. A real good run, probably the best run he had so far. You know,
that's definitely no question.
Right.
Then we get into the first round. Raw, they get the Fiend.
No surprise there.
Bailey stays on SmackDown.
No surprise.
Randy Orton stays on Raw. Mm. The Street Profits, which we said
you called that one. You definitely
called moves to SmackDown.
Yeah.
And the Queen Charlotte Flair is on Raw. Anything that you like or don't like about that first round?
No, I mean, I liked it. I mean, it was, we all knew it was coming, you know. We all knew that the Fiend was going to Raw, the Street Profits going to SmackDown. We talked about it in the previous podcast. So, yeah.
See, I'm curious, though, because I know I was reading some articles and it still might happen. Now, the Fiend is on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Will Bray Wyatt stay on SmackDown?
I think they are one and the same, I believe.
Will we see the 5-5 Funhouse on Raw as well? Because I wouldn't mind seeing that. Because like I said, he's one of those guys you can do pretty much whatever you want with him. I wouldn't mind seeing two versions on two different shows.
That'll be something interesting. Yeah.
And Bailey, I'm kind of, so that's letting me know if I'm thinking, is Sasha gonna win the title? Because Bayley didn't go to Raw.
Nope.
That would have told a lot.
Right.
And the Street Profits going to SmackDown. That kind of was obvious.
Yeah, you called
that was a little obvious. We all know why.
Right.
And the Queen, so with the Queen's on Raw or going to Raw, that lets us know that she's on her way back.
Right.
Then we get into a no DQ match. Aleister Black, Kevin Owens, and we're going to get into the picks where those two guys went, if they went anywhere, if you didn't see it. But that was a hell of a fight.
Man, that was really nice. I liked that a lot. Them two went at it, you know. So, but
I mean, they literally bought out the kitchen sink. I mean, they getting thrown through chairs.
Yeah,
getting thrown through table. Now with Kevin Owens, are you okay with him doing the stunner?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. You know, he idolizes Stone Cold. You know, he said in the interview that Stone Cold Steve Austin one of his influences. So, I mean, him doing the stunner and then Austin approving it. So, yeah, why not?
Yeah, that makes a lot.
Right.
That definitely says a lot. I see Aleister Black getting powerbombed through a table. Kevin Owens picked up that win. But I'm liking this new look.
Right.
By Aleister Black. I'm liking it. I hope, you know, they do a lot with him.
Yeah.
Because he's one of those guys. He's one of those guys that if you miss it, you know, you can't bounce back from it.
Right.
Then we go to Miz TV. Now, with Miz TV, now with both of them are being back, I know they mentioned it, but they need to just bring back the dirt sheet altogether.
Right.
They need to just bring the dirt sheet back.
I think they mentioned that in the on Miz TV.
And they did. They just need to bring all together. Like once they break up, they can do. Miz can do his own thing with Miz TV. But he had Dana Brooke and Mandy Rose on there. You know, not really nothing big. Nothing came out of it. We saw Lana. Oh, Lana. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, I was just about to say. Yeah, I got some words for that. But,
you know. So do I. Poor Lana.
Yeah.
You know, Lana and Natalya came out. They had words. They got to a little brawl, which eventually led into the match throughout the show. But then we get into round two. This I think probably to me was one of the best rounds.
Mm-hmm.
We had Braun Strowman go to Raw. Daniel Bryan. But that must mean he's on his way back.
Yeah.
He's remaining on SmackDown. Matt Riddle going to Raw.
Okay, now that kind of confused me right there because didn't he just arrive in SmackDown? He ain't got his feet wet yet on SmackDown.
I agree.
Well, I didn't know
he was. I thought they was gonna put him to at least win the IC title.
Yeah,
at least.
Right.
Now he's gone. Kevin Owens going to SmackDown.
Kind of no, really. That was really no surprise. I kind of figured he'd go there.
He wanted to go anyway.
Right.
He did one though, so he got what he wanted, so he is good. But one of the ones that I called, Jeff Hardy going to Raw.
You definitely called that one.
Now, with that being said, I wonder what's the purpose other than the fact AJ Styles did. But looks like we had the answer to that earlier. No, I ain't gonna say earlier in the match, but later in the show. Which led to a match with AJ, Seth Rollins, and Jeff Hardy, but we'll get into that as we go. But then we see the one thing that we asked about: what would happen with the Raw tag team belts and the SmackDown tag team belts? Adam Pearce, what is his role?
I think he's like look like a mediator out there. You know, that what he looked like.
You were familiar, and you booking matches.
Yeah, he got his hands in the cookie jar everywhere.
I'm like scrap eye. Right. You might want to get that authority.
Yeah, might as well.
He made the call. He got approved, and the titles Just
Just
switch.
made it, it made sense. You know, why not?
So that makes the Street Profits triple crown champions. So we just got a draft. Lana is officially staying on Raw. Yeah. And this is all coming from Raw Talk. Natalya's going to SmackDown.
Oh. Well, that gold dip.
So that makes sense.
Oh God. Okay.
Yes. Yes, and this is in real time as we're doing this. Riddick Moss is going to Raw.
Okay, no surprise.
Mr. Raw Underground. So let's see if we get another SmackDown one here. And the Riot Squad is going to SmackDown.
They need that. I think that is a great move for them to go to SmackDown. I think they'll be exposed more on television, my guess.
Now that one was interesting.
Yeah, they're gonna get pushed better.
Oh, Turo Ruiz going to Raw. And if you don't know who that is, yeah. And he's NXT. He was a Raw Underground guy. Okay, that's everybody from round seven. So we get more. I'll keep you posted. But let's get into round three. Since we're talking about draft picks, you know, Retribution remains on Raw.
No surprise.
But there was something missing. Where was
Mercedes Martinez?
When was Mustafa Ali?
You know what? That was a good point.
Did I miss that? Because wasn't he supposed to come out and explain?
He's supposed to explain everything. He's supposed to, you know, let it all out on why he formed Retribution. But it never happened.
And I definitely was waiting on that. And I'm about to say, did I miss something on that? So Retribution stays on Raw. Love Sullivan goes to SmackDown.
You called that one, didn't you? Yeah.
I did call it. Keith Lee remained on Raw. King Corbin remains on SmackDown. Mm-hmm. Alexa Bliss is coming to
no
Raw.
Surprise there. The Fiend's there, so might well put her there.
Make perfect sense. Then, you know, Seth Rollins came out, you know, did a segment, did a lot of talking. Jeff Hardy came out. AJ Styles come out. He slick disses.
That was
Seth.
Funny. He told him that. What did he say? He said, you call yourself the Messiah or whatever.
Was that the Monday Night Messiah? And I thought they was going to let that ride. I said, oh, no, they didn't let that ride.
I'm looking at myself. I'm like, AJ slick dissing folks. He been doing that recently, you know? It's okay.
So Armin breaks out, fight breaks out. Jeff Hardy kicks both. They start fighting. And Jeff Hardy says he wants a triple threat tag match.
Triple threat tag.
I don't know if anybody heard that, but I was like, did he just say that?
Triple threat tag.
I might say, well, your partners. If that was the case. So they end up having a match. AJ Styles picked up the victory courtesy of the returning Elias.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that came out of nowhere, didn't it?
Did not see that coming. And speaking of Elias, as we're talking about the draft, he's going to be on Raw. Sami Zayn, the Intercontinental Champion, remains on SmackDown. Lacey Evans is moving to Raw. Cesaro, Shinsuke Nakamura remains on SmackDown. And another shocker, Sheamus is moving.
Sheamus moved to Raw.
He's going to Raw. I'm like, so what are they? Are they trying to? They trying to say that they're trying to make Raw that A show like they used to say.
And another thing, Raw Underground may be coming back. So you think they may use Sheamus for that?
You know what? That's a good point. That is definitely a good point. See, they're bringing all these big dudes in. I'm still trying to wonder, are they going to have a Raw Underground Championship?
They don't need to. No.
I feel it. I don't know why, but I feel it. Then we get into a segment with Ricochet and the Hurt Business. So he rolls up into her business by himself, talks about the draft, talks about how he may be by himself, and then offers up a business proposition, if you will, to MVP. He said, if I win, you leave me alone. But if I lose, I join the Hurt business.
And they were floored.
Offered up. Anybody,
what?
Anybody in the Hurt business? Of course, it was Cedric Alexander that took that match. So that match was done later in the show. Then we go into former tag team's turn. Enemies, I guess you can say. Angel Garza versus Andrade with Zelina Vega on commentary. I was a little shocked on this one because I thought one if not both of them was going to get moved.
Yeah. Well, so that makes Andrade a free agent, right?
Pretty much. I thought both of them were going to get moved, but we know Angel Garza. He got moved to Raw, so I thought Andrade was going to go SmackDown, which he still might. So Angel Garza picks up the victory. Then the lights go out. See, for a minute, I thought it was Retribution.
Right.
For a split second.
Then I heard that music, that little eerie sound. I saw number of Alexa Bliss hanging upside down like the Fiend.
See? Right. And turn around, there's the Fiend.
You know what? Something tells me that Andrade and Zelina is getting back together.
They have
it's
to.
Just a, it, they have it's to. Like a marriage.
She makes everybody look good. And she's a good mouthpiece for him. So I see that happening. That's a definitely no brand. If they don't put them together, it's not going to work. But they both, and the way, let me tell you something. Alexa Bliss, she nailed did. That Sister Abigail. She almost nailed
it. Yeah, she
break.
She snapped. Yes.
Yeah, she snapped it and she lays Zelina out. But the question is, where are they going with this?
That's the question. I don't know.
I want to, are they going to change her look or are they going to leave her like that?
Look, I mean, as the weeks go on, she needs to start looking more sinister now. You know? All that the tight leather and stuff like that, you know, put her something else. Give her like the Fiend looking clothes, but make it girly, you know.
What? Give her a little like thing.
Right.
Just
give
make
her
it girly.
Dress. Give her like, you know, have her hair straight with pink dress.
Gonna do that,
you know.
Right. If you're gonna do this, let's take it all away. But then we go into round five. Nikki Cross comes
I
to Raw.
I thought she was going to SmackDown at first.
I kind of thought too.
Yeah.
That was a surprise. Robert Dolph Ziggler.
That's what I was about to say. They head back to SmackDown. Yeah. Pretty much.
The 42 time. 24/7, 365, 7/11, ESPN champion, all truth.
That was no surprise there because, you know, that's pretty much a Raw title anyway. Yeah.
Pretty much. Apollo Crews is moving to SmackDown, which is, I think, is going to be
good for
him. You did. And I say, and we talk about guys going after the IC title, you know, he'll be a good person to contend for. And Dabba Kato.
All right.
Raw guy. Again, don't know who that is? Go look at them old Raw Underground. Big dude.
Right, he's formerly Babatunde.
Yep. Babatunde. I keep forgetting that. That is him. I say, you know, we call him Yabba Dabba Doo or something like that. But he's staying over. We all know that's Raw Underground. And don't be the power Raw Underground going to turn out to be their own brand. Then we talked about the Raw Tag Team Champions. They were defended tonight, the New Day against Rude and Ziggler. You know, nothing, you know, major about it. We all knew, you know, since Robert Rude and Ziggler moved, you pretty much knew that the New Day was going to retain. I mean, it wasn't a bad match. But I'm curious now, who's gonna be next on the list to go
Because
after
the
the New
way
Day?
things going now, it look like, Vince don't like, he breaking tag teams up, You keep doing that, man.
Right.
Who gonna
I
challenge
mean,
him?
who's gonna go? I mean, her
That's
business. We're gonna put
why
MVP and
not?
Lashley to go get him, or
Right,
Lashley
why
and
not?
Shelton.
I mean, 'cause
I mean, they're gonna get the Retribution guys, and they're back on Retribution. See, this is what I'm saying. We talked about it. The promo is gonna tell it all,
did
but they did none
nothing.
of it.
I don't either,
I
because
don't
he was
get
supposed to
that.
explain everything
This
in detail.
and it would have made sense. They got
Yep.
drafted. He could have came on screen,
Right.
spoke his piece. Because we need to know, because the guys you have all got a story to tell. I mean, look how
Right.
D.O. Madden got laid out. I mean, that's a perfect story to tell. So, I mean, hopefully next week on the season premiere, they do something, but they gotta do something. They can't not just let this just act like, he
Right, because
just
that's
joined
what I
just to be
mentioned in the
joining.
last podcast. I said that they just probably threw Mustafa Ali in there just to say, last minute, like, hey, he's the leader, like they was grasping for straws. And then,
I mean, he could talk about what happened in the chamber. You're supposed to have been in the chamber. You got laid out. Came in, took your spot. Kofi became the WWE champion. Not saying that, Mustafa was actually going to be the WWE champion, but he probably was going to have a hell
Right.
of a push. And he can go after Kofi.
We sure can. There you go,
I mean,
right there.
if they drop the ball, that's what I'm saying. Retribution. Two of them, they're going to have to go after the New
They
Day.
got to.
Then we go into round six, which is the final round. Raw keeps Titus O'Neil, which I don't understand. How
I
often does
never
he
see
wrestle?
him.
I think if he do wrestle, what he going to
Right.
do, main events?
And then he pretty much their ambassador, pretty much, so.
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much what he is. He's an embarrassment. He
Yeah.
does his job well. Gets a lot of recognition for doing things in the community, especially in
Right.
the black community.
Props to him for that.
Right, definitely give him. Yeah, definitely props on here for that. We got the untouchable one, Carmella. She's remaining on
No
SmackDown.
surprise.
And she we got Peyton Royce on Raw.
Now, you know what? I
We
thought
got
that
Alex.
Billy Kay was next to be named.
I kind of thought so too. I thought they
SmackDown,
probably was gonna
right.
move her to SmackDown, which I'm probably thinking
Yeah.
she's still gonna go. We got Aleister Black. He's moving to
That I think
SmackDown.
that was the shocker for me. Him going to SmackDown.
But it made it, on the flip side of that, it made sense because Kevin Owens is there. They can't just stop that feud. That feud got to go on. They got to blow that
Yeah.
off
Well, yeah, that's
in a
true.
big
Yeah.
way. They definitely got blown off in a big way. And Akira Tozawa is going to remain on
R-Truth
Raw.
and him gonna go 24/7 title, all day
All
long.
day long. And then we get the dual branded women's battle royal where the winner faces Asuka. I thought the funniest part with this is how, which if anybody know battle royals, what they do. They always go
Yeah.
after the bigger person. So now that's gone to Mike, she started talking. She started throwing folks out. They jump on it, couldn't get it. They tried again. Then her beloved tag team partner
Man, I
helped
was
get out of
cracking
there.
up when I saw that because the look on Nia Jax's face, that was priceless. Yeah,
Like
that
what?
was hilarious.
But it was every woman for herself,
Yeah.
so she knew the drill. Then after that, we said it
Yeah,
earlier in the
poor
show,
Lon, she
Poor Lana.
becoming real acquainted with that announce table.
She's become. I mean, we had La Parka was the chairman of WCW at one time. So I guess you the table woman
I'm telling
of
you,
WWE. Like, damn, how many times? I'm like, how many times you gonna get thrown through a table?
At first, I thought Daniel Bryan was the poster child of that. Remember when at the time when Brody Lee and Eric Rowan, you know, put him through that table a lot? I thought he was the poster child. No way. No, sir. Lana, I mean, she is getting real acquainted with that table. That's twice in a row.
Right, and you mentioned earlier you had some thoughts on that. So what you got on that?
You know, Lana was just, you know, I knew it was coming. The way Lana was fighting her, and I said, yeah, she getting put through that table again. And exactly what happened. And then next week, I wouldn't be surprised she go through it again.
Now I got to ask. You think they doing all that this because of what Miro said?
According to them, I think so. They punishing her just like they did with Renee Young. And, you know, when John Moxley left to join AEW, they kind of punished Renee, but not as much as they doing with Lana. Yeah.
No, they doing Lana. They treat Lana like she just got there. You know, you pay your dues and you got to do all this other nonsense.
WWE part. On now, really. That's like acting like a little kid.
Because they trying to get her to quit. But then the funny part about it, after doing all that, after all these tables you've been going through and all this embarrassment,
you win the battle royal. That's what I didn't understand.
And next week, you get a shot at the Raw Women's Championship.
And you know for a fact that this is going to be a cakewalk for Asuka.
I'm like, come on.
I wouldn't mind seeing her go to AEW. Join her husband.
And I think at some point she will. I really think so. But she gets the shot next week on the season premiere. If you talked about it on Raw Talk, if you believe in yourself, you can do anything. I'm thinking they probably is going to at least try. But did she have a pay-per-view title match once before? She had a pay-per-view title match for the SmackDown Women's title. Then she got it again on actual SmackDown tapings. Right. But you going up against Asuka.
I don't think she's winning at all.
No, see, not in there. If she does, it's going to be somewhat of a freak accident.
Short-term deal, yeah.
I mean, Natalya's going
to SmackDown, right.
Oh, excuse me. It's a long day. But I'm like, okay. So what is the purpose of this? I mean, I'd rather have somebody, even if they did get drafted, let them go get the shot. It would have been more interesting. I want to see Bianca Belair win the Rumble.
I thought she was, since she was like the final four, I think. Like she was like it was five of them or four of them, something like that. I said, okay. I said, look, she might win actually. Boy, I was wrong.
I was like, Lana. Okay. I was like, all right. And then again, we go back to Randy Orton and Drew McIntyre.
They've been fighting
the whole show. I'm like, so y'all been y'all been fighting for 3 hours?
It kind of reminded me of that fight, remember, on NWA Power between James Storm and Josephus. When they was talking and they just started fighting all of a sudden, it was just like that. The camera went right to them.
Y'all fighting in the ring, in the crowd, in the bathroom, in the parking lot,
at the bus stop.
Man, it don't matter. So, with all that being said, they better light it up at Hell in a Cell.
Better be some blood too.
They better. They better tear the house down. Blood. Oh, it better be some blood. I mean, they better have some stretchers out. Because if you do all this and somehow Drew McIntyre win, that's going to let me know they not really.
No.
You know, they ain't doing Orton right. Because Orton still got a lot of good years left. And like we talked about it on the podcast before, about if you know he's wanna if he should
Right. I
break the
wouldn't
record
mind
or not.
seeing it.
I'm gonna say he got enough time to do it. But yep, that was the Raw post show. And then you know we got SmackDown coming up, we got NXT coming up. No, we need. We might start doing a little bit more of these. I know a few more of these. You know, do some AEW post shows. Talk about what happened. Do some NXT. Talk about what happened. Because, like I said, a lot of people don't get these opportunities to see the show, and they depend on guys like us. They depend on these podcasts. They depend on, you know, what social media say. But looking at the football game, my Saints came back to win 30-27 in overtime.
Yep,
Your
6
team
o'clock.
actually plays tomorrow,
And
and that's two undefeated squads. So
we
that's
play
definitely
the
gonna be a
Buffalo
damn good
Bills.
game. And I got to give a shout out to the rookie quarterback, Justin
Yep.
Herbert for the Chargers. He played a hell of a game. He had us down pretty good. We came back in the clutch, wanted an OT. So that makes us, you know, we're 3-2 on a year. But we'll end up the way all these other teams playing in that
Yeah.
division, we'll end up winning the division. At
Hopefully, I
least
know
getting to
my
the
team.
playoff.
Hopefully, we hold our
Yeah.
division on lock since we undefeated. Because right now we hold the AFC South. So.
And yeah, y'all went out and got y'all went out and put some money on some folks. Y'all went, then y'all
We
get
got him.
Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah, no.
Y'all went got some young guns. Y'all got
Got
a
Vic
quarterback.
Beasley.
Y'all got Big D from Atlanta. Y'all went got some. Y'all went got some. Y'all
Right,
put some
because
money on some folks,
our
especially on that
secondary
defense.
is, I believe, is the worst secondary in the NFL. Our secondary is garbage. When they allow too much, too many against the pass, they allow too many yards, and it's ridiculous. We got to beef up our secondary. Now our front line is fine. You know, they're pretty good, but it's our secondary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, your front. Yeah,
Right.
your rushing D is good. You know, your linebacker cool. Yeah, just like my team.
Right.
We got some good D backs,
Right.
but they're just not gelling. But we getting it like tonight. Like really, we should have lost that game. 20-3. Then we came back, like I say, 130-27. They stopped the
Right.
play on fourth down and OT. I know a lot of people, and yeah, we changing the subjects. We ain't talking about wrestling no more. We talking about other stuff because, again, that's what we do. I just can't wait till they start letting people go to games because I at least want to get, I think for the last 4 or 5 years, I at least do one Saints game, preseason, regular season, out the year. I may need to get it together. I mean, we got an 80,000 seat dome. You could at least, other than they let like family members or whatnot and staff members and whatnot go
Whatnot,
in. I
yeah.
mean, that's some fans coming there.
Right,
You
just,
got enough to separate
have them
people.
do the social distancing,
I
have
mean,
them get checked out, get the temperature checked before they come in, you know.
we got
Right.
six levels of that Superdome. And if you walking that
Right.
ramp and going all the way up, that is a workout. I had to do that
Oh
for
my God, man,
WrestleMania
let me
34.
tell you. My first
To
time in the
walk
Superdome. That
up.
was my very first time in the Superdome. And I felt like nostalgia to me because a lot happened in the Superdome. You know, wrestling wise, concert wise, you know. So I felt a little nostalgia.
Oh yeah, we had we about to get the no pass moment of the night. Did you talk about history?
That's
We
right.
had the no moss happen in the Superdome.
That's right.
Ziggy Ray Leonard, Roberto Duran.
And
That
Junkyard
happened
Dog and
in
Butch
the
Reed,
Superdome.
the ghetto street fight.
We had
You
Ricky
go.
Steamboat, Ric Flair, Clash of Champions. If I'm correct, if not,
No, it
what
was
if it
Clash of
was if it
Champions
wasn't Clash
because
of Champions,
the
I'm
first
sorry,
match
but
was at
that
Chi-Town
was
Rumble '89. Their
yeah.
second match was in the Superdome where they had that controversial
Right.
finish. Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Versus.
You right.
I said no. I must, yeah, because Superdome. If you haven't been there, you go to New Orleans, something's going
Yes.
on, even if you just drive past it. Because I went to high school, maybe
Right.
like maybe a few blocks from the dome. I used to just go walk the ramp and walk around it for no reason, just because. That's when they had, see, back then we had the New Orleans Center, like a little mini mall of sorts attached to it. And you go through this door, boom. And this was before
Right.
the Smoothie King Center was built. So this was years ago. This was 90s, the early, the late
Right.
90s, 96, 97,
And
98
I
time
remember
frame.
we was headed down there. We went, you know, like I said, this was my first time going. I went, actually went through Lake Pontchartrain. Man, that's a long bridge. And
Oh,
what
yeah.
else we do? I ate at Willie's Chicken Shack. I think that was some good chicken there. I think that was my new spot.
Yeah, Willie's Chicken Shack. That's one of them places.
Man.
It's like it looked like a dump on the outside. But if you smell it, like you going to your
Right.
like you going to your auntie house that can cook real good.
Right.
And you can smell it from a mile away. And if anything in New
Exactly.
Orleans is in Shack,
Went to the French
you need to
Quarter.
go there.
Man, beautiful. It was beautiful there. What else would happen? We went to ate at Bubba Gump's restaurant. That was cool. Man, New Orleans is just a beautiful
Yep.
place, man. If you look at it looks old, you know, but it's beautiful at the same time. Went saw we went saw Xavier University.
Yeah,
I think we saw Tulane as well. We went past Tulane.
yep. So
Yeah.
yeah. So y'all was up.
Right.
Y'all was all by my old neck of the woods because Xavier University. Then you go down because you went down Xavier. So I know it because my cousin's old daiquiri shop was in that area. Then you probably went further to go back down the arrow that leads to the bridge back to Superdome.
Yeah.
You got Tulane. You got the football stadium. I mean, that's a lot going on, especially if you go down on a weekend.
Right.
You go down on a weekend when the French market's open, and you can just buy stuff. You buy stuff you don't even need. Just buy. Then it's right there by the St. Louis Cathedral. Yeah, New Orleans is a place I think a lot of people always say they want to go to. But you know, you got those people that hear stuff.
Right.
Talk about how dangerous New Orleans is, but that's anywhere. I mean, not everywhere is going to be
exactly
hunky dory. I mean, I heard Hollywood have his issues.
Right.
I mean, you go to
even
Washington,
Dave
D.C.,
Chappelle
the ghetto
mentioned
right
it.
around the corner.
You know.
And I got a friend that was stationed out there. He said he had a White House right
That's
here.
crazy.
You go down a couple blocks, you right in the hood. Just like here in Memphis. Memphis got its nice spots. You go down there, Presley.
It's the hood.
You
right.
go further up.
There's like Cordova. Cordova is our suburbs. That is the complete nothing but suburbs over there. There's no hood.
Same
you
up.
know?
Yeah, Barley, Germantown, because though all that. But as soon as you come around, once you pass that walk into Barley, you
right.
back in Memphis.
And if
boom.
You go further
like,
down,
right
you go into Fraser. And you talk about hood. I mean, that's hood personified.
And since we talking about that, since we going to talk about some wrestling again. Remember, we talked about the show with the late show star. No, he took the ring, and
oh,
we
yeah,
did the wrestling
that.
show at Fraser High School. And Fraser High School so hood. Fraser High School so hood. The high school
right.
and the apartments
That's true.
Are like two steps from each other. I mean, you literally walk out of school. There's a little gate that
right.
leads into some apartment. Yeah, that's one of them places. That one place you
then,
drive
you know, the
through
kids
it,
ain't
you don't
gonna
know
be late
what's
for
going
school.
on.
They live there.
And then they
the
closed what was that
Ed
rec
Rice.
center that used to be over there?
Yeah, Ed Rice Community Center.
And
Yeah, man.
And they closed
that's
it
been a
down.
Mainstay for years. Yeah.
I mean, they closing that down, and they did a lot of little indie wrestling shows was done there. So I've never been there personally, but you know, I've seen it. But I know
No,
that's
your
one of them
boy.
places
A lot of folk play
that was like
basketball
the
over there.
spot.
Yeah.
No matter what. That was a legit community center, and they'll let you pretty much hold anything there.
Right.
Then the community got involved. Well, man, I remember places, you know, we did a wrestling show. I remember we did
Yep.
what was the Treadwell High School. Now, was that an MAW show we did? That's Mid-South All-Star Wrestling, for
Right.
those that have no idea what we're talking about. Shout out to KC
Right. I think
Gold,
it was
IJN
in
USA Championship
Treadwell, I
Wrestling.
think it was either TAJJ or MAW. I'm thinking it was TAJJ because Moondog Spot was wrestling, I think, on their card that night, if I'm correct.
Yep, to matter of fact, that was because we did we did
Let's see, we did Ed
what was
Rice.
the other
No, not Ed
community
Rice, but
center?
what's that other community center? I forgot. Man, it's been a long time.
It's definitely been a long time. I can see it in my head because I know, you know, some other indie promotions was actually doing shows at that community center, but through. I mean, we got to see all kind of wrestlers there. Now, I remember when
That okay,
R-Truth
that was
came when they did
over
the
there on
MAW
Cottonwood,
anniversary show.
that community center, yeah.
Yeah. So I remember R-Truth
Jamie
came.
Dundee,
I remember the Jamie Dundee
Tracy
showed up.
Brooks,
What was her name? Tracy,
OPB,
shit.
yeah.
Tracy Brooks. So I still got that picture with her. Yep, ODB came.
That was
And
nice.
that was a cool anniversary show.
Every
I
other
remember, but that
Friday.
was what, every Friday night or every other Friday night. And I again, I got
Yes.
to give a shout out to KC because he gave a lot of
No
us
doubt about it.
opportunities. And he put, I mean, he wasn't like, you know, like some guys, he gonna push just his guys. I mean, if he saw some of them, he saw some momentum in somebody, you know, he'll roll with it. Cause it wasn't for him, the Italian heavyweight title
Oh my
that I
goodness.
created would have never
Woo!
been invented.
You went back there. Oh my God. I remember that belt you created.
I mean, I think I got that show. I gotta find him. I think I got that show. I believe it's on YouTube too. I went to him. I said, I want to try this. He let us do it.
Yeah, shout out to
And we
Frank.
roll with it. Even got the and the give me what you had to be at least
30%. Yeah, that was hilarious.
with like 30% Italian. We had some real Italians, the Barzinis,
Right.
and they stole the title from us.
Bang guns. Yeah, I
They
remember
put a
that.
gun
Yeah,
on us, but
man.
it
That
was a
was,
bunch of them bang
I
guns.
remember because he faced one of, I think it was, I think Vinny Barzini, I think it was one of the Barzinis. And they was, yeah, they took the belt.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
That
some good times, man.
then, I mean, he let us roll with that title. And I said, he, like I said, he one of those dudes that gave us the opportunity. Because I always wonder whatever happened to the guy that actually really gave me my start,
Oh,
John
man.
Day, better known as Toxic. And this is why I met a lot of guys. That's why I met, you know, all the guys we know. Chris Legs. Let me see. The Crime was there. Young Days. Derek King. Young Derek
Right, I
King was there
remember
when he was
that.
drinking Mountain Dews to get energy. Man known as the chosen appointed Antoine Wazza. Back then, he was known as
Antoine, yeah.
Antoine Carnage. Then he ended up flipping it, being Carnage Antoine, who, by the way, five-time TSWA
Oh yeah,
heavyweight
you
champion,
definitely need to get
which I
him
got to
on
get
there
him
because
on the show, by the
he's
way.
still wrestling today,
That's Mr.
off and
Man.
on.
Yes, that's Mr. Aguilera. I know he's
Right.
gonna be busy because you know him and the midgets had that new baby girl. So shout out to the fam. I definitely want to get him. And that's why I want to get a lot of our guys
Right.
that we roll with. You know, back in the THJJ, the TCW, the MAW, all of them, because we got a lot of young, but they ain't young now, but
Right.
we got a lot of talent that a lot of people don't know about. And they would definitely like to know, you know, where these guys, you know, got started, because a lot of them was under the same, came under that same tree, and they all grew up together. And still, I want to get guys like Chris Lex still going. I want to get
he's still going.
Big
he's
Ace.
Known
I know
as the
he, I
game
don't know if he's
changer
fully
now.
retired yet. I know he was going.
I mean, he been he wrestled people like
the Real
Moose
South
and
Wrestling
Carlito
Federation.
And even Alpha Jr. He wrestled him.
Yeah.
Right.
And that was one of those guys who got
Big
better as he got
doing
older.
Things.
I mean, there's definitely a lot of guys I want to get on the show. I know I probably got a lot of questions. I know you got a lot of questions. And like I said, I want to get those guys' name out there. Because like I said, between Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, Missouri.
Right.
I mean, a lot of those guys, you know, they made their mark. But I want people outside of that, since we got people not only in the United States, but all over the world listening. Shout out to y'all. We definitely appreciate it. Let's get them names out there, because I know a promoter listening. I know a promoter listening. If you're listening, if I get these folks on here, I would suggest you get your notebook out, because you're going to have some notebook moments. It's gonna be good again to hear from these guys. You know, it's been a long time since probably both of us have talked to a lot of them. We get them on the show, it's gonna be on. Everybody get some knowledge. And on my YouTube page, Bad Superman TV, make sure y'all go on subscribe. You're gonna be seeing a lot of TAJJ TCW matches. I'm going to be adding a lot, because the owner at that time, Adam Dunn, took a lot of that footage that I had on VHS, put it on DVD for me. And it's on the way here. So once I get them, I'm just going to just be randomly just putting matches on there one by one, little by little. So you guys can see, you know, this is what we did back in those.
Right around. Yeah, about
mid 2003.
Yeah,
this was all around that time. So this is young. This was bad commentating at its finest. But we was public access TV.
17, that's right.
What was the channel? CPN 17. Which we were the most watched show on Tuesday nights and Saturday mornings. TCW Primetime and TJJ Saturday morning. Doing it, and y'all won't believe it.
We was
we
different.
Were doing it.
A lot of folks was talking
in an
about
auto shop
at that time.
I mean, when it was hot, we'll do it outside.
Showdown on Summer. That's
when
what we called it.
We did it indoors.
Summer Avenue.
Yep. So you want to talk about, you know, underground wrestling? You talk about straight independent wrestling? I mean, everything we did, we did together. We had a guy who believed in something, and he'll give anybody a chance. And it's funny that we had legends come through. Right. You know, we talked about
Jerry Lawler,
like the late great Moondog Spock. Legends came
like
through here.
A
big,
big
names
family.
Came
it was
through.
Number the family that wanted
we got
to build this and make it grow. And we was helping Adam do that, you know.
And if you came through,
right,
you know, you didn't get treated no different than anybody else. You came in, you put it in, because like I said, because I was supposed to just come in on a one-shot deal. So I would play somebody. And I was there that whole time. Even when I left to, you know, handle some personal business, I was still welcome. Even when I left Tennessee altogether, when I transferred to Mississippi, If I was in town and y'all had a show, I was welcome then. You know, get behind that microphone or manage this or do that. And I definitely, now that we're talking about Adam Dunn, I know he's always available. I got to get him on. So you can definitely hear, you know, how somebody who believed in something, you know, he made it happen. And is still, you know, doing things wrestling-wise with guys like Randy Hales, you know, helping him get his stuff, you know, back up to speed as far as podcasting and, you know, getting his book published and everything. Because this side, he's going to be doing book signings, you know, in Jonesboro. He's going to have a lot of some Power Pro guys, you know, be there. Because, you know, I remember when he was the
you were general,
was
yeah,
he pretty GM much of Jerry Love's Barn
ran
Grill.
Everything inside. Yeah, he was.
And if you in Memphis, and that's one of those places, if you come to Memphis, there's a few places you got to go. Mm-hmm. You got to go to National Civil Rights Museum. You got to go to Stax. You got to go to
studio.
The record studio. Mm-hmm. You got to go to Sun Studio. Thank you. Of course, you got to go down to Beale Street. You got to go to
the
Jerry Lawler's Bar and Grill, especially if you're a wrestling fan.
Of it, pretty much, he got robes, he got crowns in the building. He got like wrestlers, even from the past and present. He got like that moment, him and Andy Kaufman is right there on the left. On the right, as you walk in, you see they was on the David Letterman show where Andy Kaufman and Jerry Lawler had that moment. It's posted right there on the wall.
Yep, he got his title belts. Like you said, he got his robe. It's basically all the stuff he had in Tunica, Mississippi when he had his Jerry Lawler Museum. Like it's a small, it's not a big place, it's a small place, but they have live music. It got a small menu, but the food is good. You know, it's one of those spots, you know, people just like to go.
Right. I mean, he had
and
people
only there.
He had wrestlers that still come go. In there. You know, people take pictures and everything. So,
yes,
that's right.
Again, that's where we met the late Lance Russell. Right there in Jerry Law's Broadway. Actually, we got a little bit more time with him because we knew Randy Hales.
It was good to meet him, too. As a kid, watching him grow, listening to him, man, was just an honor and a privilege to talk to him.
Right. And like I said, we talked to him, and one long after that, you know, he passed away. I still, matter of fact, I'm looking over here up in the cave. Still have the autograph and everything. And that's one of those ones you got to keep. Because he was definitely the voice of Memphis wrestling. Lance Russell, Dave Brown.
That's right.
I'm even say Corey Macklin because he was under that Lance Russell tree.
Right.
Didn't know all his moves, but he was still under that Lance Russell tree. That was Mr. Big Move himself. But memory, see, being that is kind of appropriate because it's Monday night and, you know, they'll talk about those Monday night memories because this Monday night.
Yeah, about this time, we'll probably be leaving.
Just be leaving the Coliseum.
Time is, 11:01, It's about to be that time. Main event just finished.
Is that right? And then we got to get out the parking lot. You know, cause him so
that
big, you leave out the wrong side. You got to circle around trying to find your spot. But I had some updates for USA Championship Wrestling since we got some time. Let's see if I can find them. But I definitely want to go Thanksgiving night since they're going back to the Yeoman. Definitely have a Thanksgiving night event, the two ring, Brian Christopher Memorial
Exactly.
Battle Royal. That alone is worth the price of admission.
Never.
Have you ever seen been to an event with two rings? So I wonder how they gonna do the battle royal. Gonna do it like they do it at the
it
old
could happen,
bands.
Yeah. I think they may do it like that
in
actually.
One ring, one
Yeah.
winner in the other ring. So I still would like to see, you know, what the prize is going to be on that. But I said, we still got a few minutes, see if I can find it and see what we got going on. But as always, I know I'm super late saying this, but better late than never. Shoot, definitely appreciate y'all listening to us have our memories, because
That's
you're looking
right.
at two guys who did combine say over 20 years in the business as referees, as commentators, as
We had
managers.
some
And we
embarrassing
took our
moments. We
bumps.
had some good moments, and you know, they're just part of it.
Okay, here we go. So on October 30th, Friday night, at the Studio 45 in Jackson, they're doing an all-ladies wrestling show. This is a lineup will be released soon. So I'll definitely keep you guys up to speed on that. I believe they're having a Halloween show too. So they're going to be busy, especially now that they're leaving Studio 45, which I'm kind of sad on, because I actually enjoy being there. I love that studio set. And I really think they should really stay there. Do your shows at Studio 45, do your big shows at the Omen. But they had a spot in the Omen. As soon as you walk in, walk straight in, and literally walk straight in, where they did their studio wrestling.
Right.
But it is definitely good that they finally get to go home. That is their spot, and you know, they drew a lot of people at that Omen on those Saturday nights. So I'm definitely gonna be excited for that. And you know, again, big ups to that company, Bird Printers, and all his wrestlers, because you know, with this pandemic, you know, a lot of companies are going left. A lot of companies are just hanging by a thread, or lose that thread and just fall off completely. They, along with the support of the city, you know, they've done everything they could to step, and they've been doing a hell of a job. So I definitely commend them. I mean, everybody from, you know, like I said, the wrestlers, the announcers.
All right.
I mean, the people of Jackson, you got to give it up to the people of Jackson. There's one thing I can't, they definitely support, you know, USA Championship Wrestling. And I say that to say this. I mention that because on the Memphis side, we need to do the same. I mean, yeah, we got, you know, companies that run, but we need a company that's known.
Right.
Because you remember when they had Memphis Wrestling, the home of Rhythm and Blue, Rhythm and Brews, and they had their shows. They do their studio tape and have their show. We need that one company in Memphis. I say we got a couple, you know, independent companies
and
doing
if
that
not,
thing.
They need to, all of them need to come together and do
and
one
well.
Big, huge show. I've been advocating that for years, is to get everybody together. Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, the issue with that, egos. That's all that is. Because look at Florida. Florida takes all those companies, and they all were under one big banner. You had your company champion. You had the wrestling, what they call the Wrestling New Network, or whatever they were called. You had that champion. And that's what's wrong with a lot of, you know, a lot of companies.
Right.
Everybody want to be on top. Nobody don't want to lose to this person. You know, it's It's an ego thing. And that's one of them things, you know, if people
They
can
need
get
to
past
unite.
that,
Need to get everybody
then I agree
together,
with
do one
you.
big like super
They
class,
need to
like they
unite.
did. They had all the promotions come together and do one big show. But you know, like you said, with the egos going on, I don't see that happening anytime soon. And it's sad, you know. Put your ego aside for the fans of Memphis wrestling and
Very.
do, you know, put your
And
ego aside and just do it, you know.
yeah, put it to the side,
Right.
you know, understand, you know, why you doing this? Because even if you want to lose, you
Right.
got to understand, you can win the match, but you can have a crappy match.
Right.
I mean, if you lose the match, but you put on a show, that's they want to see. They want to see what you can do in that ring. I mean, it's not going to
Yeah.
kill you
I mean,
to lose
all
a
of this
match
is
because the
work.
disappointment people say, I
So.
don't want a job to him.
Right.
Right. It's your job to win or lose. You're not going to be, you know, undefeated. I mean, a lot of
Live for
WWE
the
guys, they may not want to
right.
do it,
Live
but
for the
they do it.
business, right.
And it pays off at the end. All right, so we put it out there. Hashtag for the love of the business. We need to figure out a way to put a big Memphis
Right.
show together. Find the appropriate venue to do it in. And you never know. We might just make that happen. But until then,
Oh yeah,
we're
no
just gonna
doubt.
hope on it. We're gonna pray on it. Because this pandemic is screwing up a lot. But see, that's why you got guys like us. And I'm going to close the show saying this. That's why you got, you know, shows like this. One person got to hear it. Get it out there. So if you
Please.
live in this Memphis area, if you were in the Tennessee area, let's make that happen. Let's go to that one company. Then go to that other company. Let those owners and promoters and bookers or whatever they
That's
want to
right.
call, get them together. And let's make that dream come true. Definitely got to do it. But we're going to close the show
Q&A time.
tonight. We will see you guys on Wednesday night. Of course, you know what Wednesday night is. It's Q&A time. So get your questions sent to us. You can do it in the clutch if you want to. Because that's one of the times I definitely like to read what you guys got to say. And I love answering them. And nobody will get left behind on that. So again, we thank you guys for listening to us. We definitely appreciate you. Tell a friend about us. Go to www.snapcustoms.com. Go to all the social media platforms. Type in GetSnap Podcast. I promise you we on there, and I promise you're going to enjoy it. And on that note, we about to get out of here for tonight. I'm Darnell Sparrow. Notorious
Peace.
P.I.M.P. Antoine Smooth on the other side. We are out of here.